Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new pastor in town. Where's he from, and what's his mission? Let's go in-depth with Pastor David Woodman with the Four Square Church, Knoxville. Well, Pastor, how long have you been in Knoxville?
About 3 weeks. Just arrived.
Just figuring things out?
Just getting acquainted and getting to know the community, getting to know the people in the church, and figuring out where the streets are and where I'm oriented now. You know, I can find where the local stores are and so forth. It's taken a couple of days. At first, I was wandering around trying to figure out where I was, but anyway, now I can find things pretty well.
Well, and you've found the Four Square Church, and
yes,
you're the new pastor here.
Yes, I am.
Well, where'd you come from?
I came via Ohio. I was pastoring a church there, and I'd only been there for about a year. It was a struggling congregation, and so that's hence I've come to Knoxville.
What made you want to come to Knoxville?
Well, after I had finished pastoring the church there in Ohio, the Lord has called me into public ministry, and I love pastoring. I love also going to other countries, and I came and visited this church. The district supervisor, his name is Dan Munt. He's also in Iowa. He contacted me, or maybe it was I contacted him and he contacted me back. And we talked about a couple of different churches, and I felt like I would like to come and visit the Knoxville church. And when I came here, I spoke on a Sunday morning, and the people were very responsive. There were a lot of things that we had in common. They have a heart for missions, which is part of my area of calling. In fact, one of the members of the church had actually been to a Thailand and worked with the same minister in Thailand that I had worked with. And so there were just several things that just seemed to match very well with this congregation. And as I began to pray, I felt like this was the place I was supposed to come.
Well, what's the overall mission of the Four Square Church, and how do you distinguish it from other denominations?
Well, the Four Square Church, incidentally, was started by a woman years ago. I never knew her. She passed away in the 40s. Her son, Rolf McPherson, who also has passed away, he was the gentleman that was overseeing, he was the president of Foursquare. He communicated the vision of Foursquare that his mother brought, and there are four distinctives, hence the Foursquare gospel. Jesus Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ as baptizer in the Holy Spirit. It is a Pentecostal, we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit type of church. Jesus Christ as healer, and Jesus Christ as returning king. That's a broad overview, but typically, you know, we are evangelical and charismatic in our beliefs.
Now, were you referring to, maybe I'm not pronouncing this right, but were you referring to Amy Semple McPherson?
Yes, she's the founder of the Four Square Church. In fact, she didn't want to start a church. She was wanting to have an evangelical group that people could get together and form an alliance together, and she would send people out into the communities in Los Angeles. That's where she started it, and people were coming to Christ, and they decided that they better have a church locally for them. So there were all these congregations, and they would begin to have a training institute, the same one that I went to, which was Life Bible College. And so they had pastors like myself, and they would go into the community and pastor those churches where the people had come to Christ.
Well, and wasn't she one of the first real major radio religious personalities? Wasn't she one of the people that really, I don't know, made it the church a big sort of national evangelical movement over the broadcast media?
That's correct. She was quite a personality and well known by the community there in Los Angeles, well known among the Hollywood celebrities and so forth. And they actually, she was what I would say on the cutting edge of communication. And she had a radio station. It's called KFSG. I think it was either 50,000 or 100,000 watts. I forget exactly. And she would broadcast, and it would go all over the country. Especially at night, people would be able to hear it. And so it was one of the strongest voices back in her day.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pastor David Woodman with the Four Square Church in Knoxville. And so does she still have influence today? I mean, is that somebody that you look back to her writings and her storytelling, her preaching for inspiration in today's world?
One of the things that she stood for and believed was that the Four Square Church always needed to be relevant to its time. And so, yes, there are many things that we still believe in and stand for as a denomination, but also now we elect a president. It's not passed down through the family line. And that president is agreed on by the whole body. Presently, the president is named Glenn Burris. And our denomination has gone through some transformation and an attempt to reach a culture that is becoming more and more distant from the gospel.
Now, maybe one thing that, I don't know, is sort of different from most of our churches is the Pentecostal part. Can you explain that and what that means for people that aren't familiar?
Certainly. With the Four Square Church, one of the things that was emphasized by our founder and continues within the what I would call the DNA of our denomination is a balanced perspective of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, where we don't become fanatic, neither do we get ice cold. What do I mean by that? That the gifts and the things that are in Scripture are for today. And they are a part of everything that we do. And that demonstration of the gifts is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and goes also in chapter 14. And so we believe that all of those gifts are in operation today. Traditionally, the Pentecostal denomination believed that in order to receive those gifts, you had to speak with tongues, and that was the initiation, or what some people would call an entryway into all of the other gifts. There are a lot of other nuances of what people believe today. Some people believe that you can demonstrate any of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and still be quote-unquote baptized with the Holy Spirit. I would never have qualms over that. Some people believe that, you know, upon salvation, we receive the Holy Spirit, which we do. We do understand that there is an additional experience where the Holy Spirit empowers us, as evidenced in Acts chapter 1 and 2 and 3. One of my personal beliefs is that we need to reignite all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, including Ephesians chapter 4, which talks about apostolic, prophetic, pastoral, teaching, and evangelistic gifts. We don't call people apostle or prophet, but those gifts can operate today.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pastor David Woodman with the Four Square Church in Knoxville. Explain it to me. How does it work? The Holy Spirit speaks through you? Is that how it works? And the prophecies, where do they come from? Are they already written or are they discovered?
Well, one of the most important things that we would say in balance is that the Scripture, the Bible, is the foundation for everything, and that the Holy Spirit does not disagree with himself. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not going to do something that God hasn't already revealed through his word. So if it's contrary to what God's word says, then we don't believe that. But what happens through the Holy Spirit is, and it is an experience, my own experience was many years ago. I wasn't involved in a Four Square church. I had someone pray for me, and I spontaneously, without prompting, began to speak in another language that I didn't move myself upon. That's not everybody's experience, but that was my experience. And so this baptism of the Holy Spirit, or some people would say baptism with the Holy Spirit, is like the Scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so it's becoming so full of the things of God and so passionate that you are full of a boldness to do the works of Jesus Christ. In other words, to tell people about Christ, to perform words of wisdom, words of knowledge, the prophetic. A caveat of that, which is in chapter 14, is that every word that is given is subject to be, how should I phrase it, to be looked at and compared with Scripture and other people that have those gifts to say, is this indeed from the Holy Spirit? And then we as a community determine whether or not that thing is congruent with the Scripture.
Well, that kind of experience must be just very profound and moving and emotional and probably other things I'm not even thinking of.
Yes, it can be. I went through some very difficult times several years ago, and even though I had been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and there was a fresh move of the Holy Spirit upon my life, and the presence of God rested upon me and touched my life in a way that I had not experienced before. And it was the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's not just something that you get once. The Scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That word is in a tense that means repeatedly. Don't just do this once, but let the Holy Spirit continue to fill you to the point that you're so full of God that it touches your life in a way that you're not the same.
And so not just for a couple of hours on Sunday morning.
Exactly. It's something that should affect our lives daily. In fact, moment by moment, we're to be led by the Spirit, which means to follow his promptings. I have found personally that as I have studied God's word, the Holy Spirit will come and speak to me through his word and take the things that were written, you know, for people in the first century and bring an application that the Holy Spirit only could do, because obviously we don't live in the first century. Things have changed. And we need that fresh touch. Some people would call it a rhema, word of God, which is a Greek word. And it brings a fresh anointing to something. God's word is timeless, but we need a fresh word from the Lord, and we need a fresh insight into what God is saying through his word.
You would welcome new members to the congregation, welcome new visitors, people that used to belong and maybe drifted away?
Absolutely. I actually like to call members, which is the traditional word, I like to call them partners, because membership can sometimes indicate exclusiveness. If you're not a member, then you're not a part of us, because everybody is welcome, and a partner is someone who works together with the team of people that are here. I'm the pastor, but I'm not the ministry. Ephesians 4 tells us that my responsibility is to equip the saints everybody's a saint if they know Christ. We're all his saints. We are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So that means the pastor is not the only minister. Everyone is.
Well, if I remember right, I saw on the sign as I pulled up that services are at 10:30 on Sunday mornings?
Yes, that's the morning worship. We also have Sunday school, and then there's a Wednesday Bible study. And there's a kids club on Wednesday as well.
Okay, and so the future, what do you see? I mean, what would you like to see with respect to the church, say in a year, 5 years? What would you like to see? What direction are you heading?
There are several things that I would like to see. I believe that we build people. And so the people that God blesses us with, their lives need to be built up. I would also like to see people that are disenfranchised with God, or maybe at one time had a relationship with God but are not any longer in relationship, would come back to him. So God is a father, and his father heart is directed toward those who have lost their way. He is about relationship. I preached a sermon, or actually a series, several years ago called Prayer is a Relationship. We need to be in relationship with God. It's a conversation. It's not sanctimonious. It's not quote unquote religious, although religion is not a bad thing. It's become a bad word. Relationship is meaning that you have a connection, an intimacy that brings life and vitality to the broken and hurting parts of your person. When God says he wants us to be holy, that comes from the word which means whole. God wants to make whole people. And that's what I want to see happen in this community and in this church. I want to see whole people. God made me whole, although I continue to need his touch.
Thanks to Pastor David Woodman for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.